Let's take a look at our tools for Visual Studio 2017. My name is John Lamb, and I'm the program manager for the our tools for Visual Studio team. Today's talk is going to be essentially two big parts. The first part, we're going to have a quick overview of what our tools for Visual Studio, we just called RTVS, is. And then we're going to proceed very quickly to show you three quick demos of the latest features in our Visual Studio 2017 release candidate release. So what is our tools for Visual Studio? Our tools for Visual Studio is a plugin for both Visual Studio 2015 and 2017. It brings the power of the R programming language to Visual Studio. It's free as well as an open source project with the source code available on GitHub. Let's take a look at how we use R from SQL Server stored procedures. One of the key new features in SQL Server 2016 is the ability to run R code inside of your SQL Server alongside of your SQL code. RTVS adds a number of important new features to make writing that code much easier. Let's take a look at what the template that you would get if you just added a new SQL Server R stored procedure to your project. When you double-click on it, you'll see that we actually generate three files for you after you add it. The first file is the R file that contains the R code that you want to run inside of your SQL Server. The second file contains the SQL code that you're going to write that generates the row set that you're going to pass to your R code for processing. And finally, we generate a third file, which is a template file that combines the R code that you just wrote with the SQL Server code, or SQL code that you just wrote, defines what the shape of the result set is, and creates a brand new stored procedure that combines your R code and your SQL Server code together. Let's switch over to a completed example that I've written for you already. In one of the sample data sets that is provided with SQL Server 2016, the New York City taxi data set, there is a table that contains a bunch of taxi rides. And inside of that table, there's the start latitude and longitude and the end latitude and longitude for each ride that was recorded. Here is an R function that I've written for you already that will compute the distance between those two latitude and longitude points. Down below, there is a data frame, an R data frame, called input data set. Input data set contains the results of data that was retrieved by a SQL query, and we're going to write it to another data frame called output data set. Down here on the next line, we're going to call that compute dist function that I just defined up here, passing in four different columns from the input data set: the pickup latitude and longitude, and the drop-off latitude and longitude as well. And we're going to assign the result of that computation, which is a distance, to a new column inside of the output data set data frame. Next, let's take a look at the SQL query. The SQL query simply selects 1,000 rows sampled from the New York City sample data set, which starts with about 1.7 million rows. So we're going to take 1,000 rows out of 1.7 million rows. And we're going to generate a row set from that, and we're going to pass it to our R function. And then finally, in the definition of the stored procedure, I have up here the compute distance. And again, we are stitching together the R code, the SQL code that we wrote in the other file, and we're defining what the shape of the result set is going to look like when we return it back to the caller. When it comes time to deploy your SQL stored procedure, we have a very simple function. You go to the data menu and you select the publish stored procedures command, and we're going to publish your stored procedure to your SQL Server database for you. Let's take a look at the result of that publish operation. You can see here that I have the compute distance stored procedure in my database, but let's take a look at what the database sees that function as. As you can see, we have replaced that placeholder variable in our template file with all of the R code that we wrote inside of that first file. And we have also put in the SQL query that was used to generate the input data set data frame from SQL as well. Now let's see this in action. Let's go over to the ad hoc SQL file where I have a single SQL command that simply calls my stored procedure. I'm going to click on the execute button. I'm going to pick which database I want this thing to run against, connect to it, and this is going to run, execute, and return a 1,000-row data set where we have computed all of the distances between the points using our R function. Now let's take a look at using SQL Server from R projects. One of the great new features inside of R Tools for Visual Studio is the ability to add a SQL Server connection to an existing R project. You can do this easily by selecting R Tools, Data, Add Database Connection. Here we can select the server, in this case the local server, and we can pick a local database, in this case the New York City taxi database. Click OK, and you'll see that inside of our REPL we have sourced a new variable called DB connection, which contains the full database connection string. We have also persisted that, that definition into your settings.r file as well. Next, let's open up an R file that we can use to write some code that talks to our database. Now, typically, you'll use a library like RODBC, and we can control enter here to go and load that package. And next, we're going to open up a connection to that database using the database connection that was defined up here. When a prompt returns, we will now have a successful connection to the database. Now let's write some SQL that we're going to use to talk to the database. Now I'm going to open up a third file, sqlquery.sql. Inside of SQL Query, I have the ability to run arbitrary SQL interactively. So when I click on the execute button, once again, I will pick the database that I want to execute this command against, click on connect, and you can see down below, this is the result set containing 100 rows from the database. Now, let's assume that I've been interactively developing this query inside of the SQL window until I'm happy. Now what I would like to do is take that SQL code and embed it inside of my R function. Now here's a nifty trick that we have inside of RTVS. I can take the sqlquery.sql file and drag and drop it over here into my editor window. And when I drop it, we write some code on your behalf that will read that file as a string into R and execute it. So when I execute this next line inside of this file, over in the REPL, we can see now that it's finished executing and I can view the result set. And you can see that I have the result of running the SQL query inside of my data frame viewer. Now let's take a look at how we can use the plotting features inside of RTVS to visualize data that we got from SQL Server. R Tools for Visual Studio has very rich plotting capabilities, courtesy of the R language and its wonderful set of packages for plotting. A new thing that we have introduced in RTVS is the ability to have multiple plot windows so you can view plots side by side. We've seen earlier how we can go generate data from SQL Server, so let's go take some data from SQL Server using the Revo ScaleR libraries this time. This is available to you through a feature called Microsoft R Client, which is also installed alongside of the data science workload in Visual Studio 2017. So inside of this file, let's start running some of this code. First, we're going to go load this library, the Revo ScaleR library. Next, we're going to go define a SQL statement here. And then finally, we're going to go and define a new RX SQL Server data data source. This data source is essentially a definition of the SQL query that is executed on the server on your behalf by the Revo ScaleR library. The Revolution libraries also provide a series of helper functions, such as RX histogram, which can be used to go execute on the server some code that will go retrieve the data set from SQL Server and plot a histogram entirely using server resources. So the data never has to be round-tripped between the server to the client. And that result set is actually generated, or the plot is generated on the server as a PNG file. RTVS has a component on the server which will take that PNG file from the server, bring it back down to the client, and then render it for display inside of an R plot window. As I said, new to RTVS 2017 is this feature which allows you to have multiple plot windows active at any point in time. So as we can see, this histogram that we asked SQL Server to plot was generated entirely inside of SQL Server, and we see this plot of the number of passengers against the fare amount. Now, as I said earlier, new to RTVS is this ability to create multiple plot windows. So I'm going to click on this toolbar icon to generate a new R plot window, which of course I can dock anywhere that I want. And now let's run a little bit more code down here, which will generate a plot of all of the pickup locations for the taxi data set that we've been examining. So if I bring it back up to this plot window, this is again generating all of the plotting instructions on the server. It's bringing the data set back down, combining it with a set of tiles that we retrieved from the mapping server, and you can see here a plot of all of the pickup locations inside of Manhattan. And again, now you can see that we have this ability to have plot windows side by side with multiple independent plot windows. So for example, if you had multiple monitors, you could very easily just take this plot window and drag and drop it into another monitor on the side. When you have lots of plots and lots of plot windows, sometimes things can get a little bit confusing. So we've also added a feature called the plot history window, which will show you a summary of all of the plots across all of the different plot windows that you currently have open on your machine. Hope you enjoy using the new plotting features that we have added inside of RTVS. So what have we seen? We have taken a look at three separate demos. The first one, we wrote some code that uses both R and SQL Server together running on SQL Server 2016. In the second demo, we saw how we could use that code from an existing R project. And finally, we looked at some of the really powerful new visualization features inside of RTVS. So what next? I highly encourage you to download Visual Studio 2017. You'll find RTVS inside of the data science workload. Or if you're still using Visual Studio 2015, you can download RTVS from the link that you see below on the screen. Thank you.